You're listening to the SmartSocial.com podcast. Today's topic is cleaning up your social media for students. This session is from the Smart Social Week Online Parent Conference, where you can hear from over 70 experts teaching about social media and screen time addiction. You can unlock all of the 15 virtual conference sessions in text or audio format at SmartSocial.com. You can also use the link in the show notes to access a great deal on the event. Be sure to enroll today before the price increases. Smart Social Week attendees also get a discounted pass to our Parent University at-home video program. Join hundreds of parents who use this program to keep their kids safe and smart online. If you are an educator, you are welcome to share our website with parents in your community who might find these lessons helpful. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And leave us a review so we can reach more parents and educators. Enjoy the show. With social media, it's so easy to hide behind a screen and hit send that you don't always consider the consequences of your digital footprint. Although Facebook and Instagram allow you to connect with like-minded people from all over the world, every comment or photo you post could potentially harm your reputation later on in life. This is where a social media cleanup comes in handy. A social media cleanup may include anything from updating Facebook privacy settings to deleting questionable posts from Twitter. These small changes could potentially save your teen from a college rejection letter or even prevent a scandal during the job application process. Keep listening to learn more about the importance of a social media cleanup and how it can improve your child's online presence. Our first contributor today is Kat Smith of GetSocialWithKat.com. Kat has this to say about utilizing the Memories tab in Facebook to bulk edit your old posts. It's so easy for students to put something out on social media that they'll later regret. Almost no one has a spotless online presence. Now, Facebook accounts can go back 10 years. Yes, that is 10 years worth of old opinions, emotional moments, random polls that accidentally give out personal data. Just imagine going from 10 years old to 20 in today's online world. It could be very embarrassing. One of my favorite features of Facebook is the Memories tab. This page is available on the left side menu under Explore or via the lower right menu in the app. Conveniently, your notifications and feed will give you a reminder that you have memories, so you don't have to remember to visit that page every day. Once you've clicked through the Memories page, you will see all of the posts you made every year on this day, going back to when you joined Facebook. Trying to clean up your web presence as a whole can be a daunting task filled with anxiety. This is a convenient way to go back in time and take out things you wish you hadn't said or shared. You should always be hypervigilant about what opinions you share publicly, because even if your profile is set to private and you pick and choose your friends, posting online is a public forum. Think of the Memories tab as your own personal time machine and go back and fix the small mistakes in your digital footprint. Our second contributor is Samir Somal of Blue Ocean Global Technology. Samir has this to say on creating profiles on high domain authority websites. Online reputation is everything. We are presented with opportunities based on our reputations. Today, we interact with friends, family, and colleagues largely through text messages, email, and social media, where perception and reality are often confused. Google and other search engines have made it easy to search for anything online. The emergence of social media allows negative comments to be shared and circulated among large numbers of internet users. Students must take proactive measures to build a positive digital reputation. They must also prevent and address negative or defamatory content. Some digital assets that can be considered for proactive reputation management include having an active social media presence and coordinated approach for sharing content on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Google+, and Instagram. Do a Google test. Google search for your name and evaluate your online presence. Create profiles on high-demand authority websites like Behance, andabout.me, resume.com to build an online presence. Set up Google Alerts or Mention Alerts to help you keep track of content being published and curated about you. Use Facebook Privacy for permissions to tag you in a photo or status in order to prevent any reputational damage that an inappropriate image shared by a friend or acquaintance may cause. Our third contributor today is Amy Kilvington of Blinds Direct. She has this to say on reviewing your Google search results. First, revisit your privacy settings and make sure your profiles have your desired privacy level. On Facebook, you can also see how other people view your page by clicking View As on your profile. Often, all posts will be private and the only images that are publicly available are your profile and cover photos. So make sure any embarrassing pictures are also removed. An easy way to do this is to bulk delete photo albums that may contain images you don't want new colleagues or hiring managers to see. There are also tools available, both free and paid, to scan through your social media profiles and flag any potential embarrassing, offensive, or controversial posts, including comments you've left on other people's content. One to consider is Scrubber. Search yourself on Google to see what content you rank for. If anything comes up that you're not happy with, be sure to delete it from the appropriate website or social channel. If you don't have the ability to do this, you can submit an EU privacy removal to Google. If approved, certain web content that relates to your name can be deleted from the search results, although it won't be deleted from the web completely. Our fourth contributor today is Justin Lavelle of PeopleLooker.com. Justin has this to say on deleting all social media posts before a given date for a fresh start. Building a positive digital footprint takes more than a post or two in the morning. It is an ongoing process throughout each day that many people do not have time for. Cleaning up social media posts to create a more positive digital footprint poses a major challenge for many students, especially when they have hundreds, even thousands of posts over a number of years. If you would like a fresh start, begin by deleting all posts before or between given times. Additionally, websites like Hootsuite, TwitterDeck, and HubSpot allow users to manage their social media posts, track followers, schedule upcoming content, and more for little to no cost. Join or create a network learning space. A network learning space, or NLS, is a community of like-minded people and or professionals on social media and content sharing sites like Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Google+, etc., who exchange experiences, tips, support, and resources for a given topic. Your NLS can focus on any one or more niches, ranging from video game walkthroughs to parents of children with autism. Not only will an NLS demonstrate your knowledge of something you are passionate about, but it can also increase your online network and build your digital footprint. Our fifth contributor today is Katie Lowe of Passion Digital, a digital marketing agency. Katie has this to say about avoiding sharing content that you wouldn't want your teacher or potential employer to see. There are a few steps that students can take to ensure that their digital footprint is positive and won't affect any of their future career prospects or opportunities. Don't post negative, hateful, harmful, or offensive things on your social media page. You can search through your old content to make sure that none of this content still exists from when you were younger. Don't engage with negative or harmful content. Remember that everything you post online can stay there forever and could also be seen by anybody. Don't post anything online you wouldn't show your grandma is a good rule to follow. Avoid sharing content that you wouldn't want your teacher or potential employer to see. Sometimes, strong or controversial opinions are better left off social media. Writing can easily be misconstrued or taken out of context. Ensure your privacy settings are set to what you want them to be. Many people aren't actually aware of what their privacy settings are. Our sixth contributor today is Victoria Marinda of HighSpeedInternet.com. Victoria has this to say about encouraging positive online behaviors by teaching students password security. An important part of creating a positive experience online is to educate your kids about online password security. Having their social media accounts or phone fall into the wrong hands could potentially lead to inappropriate things being posted on their accounts, or their information being compromised. It's important for family members to sit down with their children and explain the importance of information they post online and how to keep their online accounts safe. One tip is to make sure you have a long password, which is a lot harder for hackers to figure out than a password that's filled with numbers and symbols. Here is a pro tip from our report. You can choose stronger passwords like Goose, Gerbil, Coffee, iPhone, Pluto, instead of weaker ones like capital S, lowercase c, hashtag 3, M, ampersand, T, 1, lowercase c. Why is the first option stronger? New guidelines show substituting numbers or other characters for letters doesn't make passwords as hard to crack as increasing password length does. Make sure your students or children are protected online. Though it may sound simple, creating a strong password and knowing the dangers of a hacked account are internet basics that every child should know. Thanks again to all six of our contributors for sharing their insight and knowledge on social media cleanup. So in conclusion, once your student has spent some time online, it's important for them to clean up their social media content regularly, especially if they're going through the college admissions or hiring process. Social media mistakes can happen to anyone, no matter how prepared they may be. So learning how to clean up those mistakes is a vital part of having a positive digital footprint. When students follow the steps outlined by our contributors, they ensure that their online reputation is a positive reflection of who they are. Today on SmartSocial.com, we're talking about cleaning up your social media for students. Thanks for joining us today on the SmartSocial.com podcast. This session is from the Smart Social Week online parent conference, where you can hear from over 70 experts teaching about social media and screen time addiction. You can unlock all of the 15 virtual conference sessions at smartsocial.com or use the link in the show notes. Be sure to enroll today before the price increases. Smart Social Week attendees also get a discounted pass to our Parent University at-home video program. Join hundreds of parents who use this program to keep their kids safe and smart online. If you are an educator, you are welcome to share our website with parents in your community who might find these lessons helpful. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And leave us a review so we can reach more parents and educators. You can learn more at smartsocial.com. Thanks for listening.